And greetings, brethren. We are going to cover a little segment first here on how to count Pentecost. Now, the reason being is that I've got an article from today's paper on the Feast of Weeks that the Jews keep. And of all people who ought to know which day is the right day, they don't. Once in a while, they keep it on the correct day, a first day of the week. Most of the time, they do not. And so, let's understand how it is that they get off. Okay, let's come to Leviticus 23, and that's where we count for Pentecost. Leviticus 23. And even Michael Heiss, when he was attending the University of Judaica and had the class where they covered Leviticus 23, and he asked him a question which had to do with where to start counting for Pentecost. All right, Leviticus 23, and let's pick it up here in verse 9. Okay. Now, it has to be what is called the wave sheaf offering day. So let's read it here, beginning in verse 9. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give to you, you shall reap the harvest of it. Then you shall bring the premier sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the next day after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. Now, this is a type of Christ being the first of the first fruits, ascending to the Father and being accepted. Okay. Now, the Jews count Pentecost this way. They say this Sabbath is a holy day rather than the weekly Sabbath. But even the Hebrew belies that, because if you count from the holy day, if the holy day is on a Monday, then the next day after the holy day would be a Tuesday. And so your count is off. And they end up with partial weeks. So Michael Heiss asked the professor. He said, professor, isn't it true that the Hebrew for the Sabbath is ha-Shabbat? He said, yes, that's true. The Sabbath. And that means the weekly Sabbath. He said, well, here in verse 11 in the Hebrew, does it not say ha-Shabbat? And he says, yes, it does. And does it not refer to the holy days as Shabbat? A Sabbath, no definite article. And we'll see that in just a minute. He said, yes, it does. And he said, then how come the rabbis start counting to Shavuah or Shavuot? That's how they pronounce it for Pentecost. How come they start counting on the day after the holy day? When a holy day is just Shabbat rather than HaShabbat. And you know what his answer was?
Tradition.
See. And it's very interesting that the Jews who do not accept Christ and have rejected him as the Messiah do not keep the Passover on the day that they should, do not understand about unleavened bread the way that they should, and keep Pentecost except on rare occasions on the wrong day. All right? Now, let's come down here at verse 15. Here's how to count. And you shall count to you beginning with the next day after the Sabbath HaShabbat. What day is that? Sunday. Next day after the Sabbath is Sunday. First day of the week, right? Okay. beginning with the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Okay? Beginning with that day, the day after the Sabbath is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The week ends in a weekly Sabbath. Complete weeks. All right? Notice, beginning with the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete, even unto the day after the seventh Sabbath, you shall number 50 days. Now, we have a booklet on that. I'll count it. All right. What is the day after the seventh Sabbath? Has to be the first day of the week, right? Okay. He says, even unto the day after the seventh Sabbath, you shall number 50 days. So you have, if you know anything about bookkeeping, you have double entry bookkeeping, right? You have money that comes in, and the income goes to pay an expense, and an expense then, and you do double entry bookkeeping so you can balance the books. Same way here. You have 7 weeks plus a day, 50 days. And the day after the seventh Sabbath must be on a Sunday. Now, that's the correct way to do it. So you were right in saying it was on Sunday. That's what it should be. All right? Then it shows what they were to do on that day. Now, let's come down here to verse 23. And let's look at what he says concerning the other holy days. Okay? And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath. A Sabbath, not the Sabbath. Okay? A holy day is a Sabbath. There are times when a holy day may fall likewise on the weekly Sabbath. And in many occasions it does. Okay? Then you come down here, verse 32, concerning Day of Atonement. It shall be to you a Sabbath of rest. So you see, it is not Hashabbat. All right. Same thing, you come back here for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Let's come back here to... They call it, it's a holy convocation, which then is the same as the Sabbath. First day shall have a holy convocation. Seventh day is a holy convocation, verse 6 and verse 8. Okay, now, let me read you part of this article from the San Jose Mercury News. The traditional way to celebrate the Jewish holy day, remembering when God handed down the Ten Commandments, is studying ancient script all night in a room with a rabbi. The new way ain't your bubby's holiday. Several young men, hip Jewish groups, are trying to reclaim Shavuot, which then is Pentecost, by spicing things up. Next week, Hillel of Silicon Valley is hosting a Death by Cheesecake Party. In other words, have cheesecake that you die to get. You want it so bad. Okay. It is a custom to eat dairy on this holiday. Never knew that. Let's see, where did we read that? We didn't read that. Okay. Outdoorsy wilderness Torah types are camping under the stars. And they're camping under the stars Tuesday night because they started counting from the holy day instead of the weekly Sabbath. Catch it here in just a bit. Now, this year, the holy day was on a Tuesday. So you count 50 days from there and you come out again on a Tuesday. So that's why they have it. They don't have it right. They keep it on the fixed day of the week, Sixa Sivan. Okay. So they're not keeping it on a Sunday. And it's Tuesday night for a night of revelation, not on top Mount Sinai, but on top the closest sacred high point they can find, Marin County's Mount Tamalpais. Perhaps the most avant-garde of them is Reboot, a self-proclaimed group of culturally Jewish thought leaders and taste masters, is renting out California Academy of Sciences tonight to host a star-studded evening called Dawn 2010. The Until Midnight Affair offers everything. So anyway, we have to go to page 5 for the rest of it. And Dolores showed me the paper this morning, said, oh, there's something here about Pentecost. I said, yeah, I glanced at it. You know, she said, well, you ought to read it. And I said, well, I know they're not keeping it on the right day. And because I saw the Tuesday when I glanced it. She said, you ought to read it. Okay. Important clue. When all else fails, read. Okay. And spiritual discussion with comedian Sandra Bernhardt to mix drinks served with author Daniel Handler, better known as Lemmy Snicket. There will also be panels on pork. Ooh, should we eat pork in the modern age or not? It's refrigerated, you know. That makes it better. World music, premiere film screening, and a workshop on fertility. Wow. What does that have to do with Pentecost and the giving of the Ten Commandments? Oh, I know. God said, be fruitful and multiply. That's not to mention the original show entitled Everything's Coming Up Moses. This holiday features staying up late, which is something the current generations seem to embrace through Burning Man and Rave, said David Katznelson, creator of Dawn and record producer in San Francisco. By sitting around all night and studying Torah? Now, need to understand, when the Jews say Torah, that's all of their traditions. Most people think it's, oh, they're reading Moses. No, they're with a rabbi who is held on a higher plane than Moses. Now, just wait until you get the book, Judaism, a revelation of Moses, or a religion of men. We should have it by the middle of July. Okay? Not so much. Perplexed at the way this holiday hasn't been a household word in many Jewish homes, Katznelson and some fellow rebooters decided to throw a shindig featuring what they were interested in. That happened to be multimedia and arts of what Katznelson said is the focus on intellectual preparation. For what? Yes, intellectual preparation. Wind it up, everybody. That's good. Okay. Which is at the core of this holiday, time to fall 7 weeks after Passover. This year, the holiday begins Sundown Tuesday. Shavuot, which means weeks in Hebrews, is among the three central festivals of Judaism. No, they're the three central festivals of God, which they have claimed traditionally to be theirs, and none of you Gentiles should keep them. That's only for us. But in public awareness and even in practice locally, it is a blip compared to Hanukkah. Well, Hanukkah, you know, have you ever read Maccabees? Never happened the way they said of Hanukkah. And we've got a message on that, should a Christian observe Hanukkah, which gets a lot of attention in the United States, but religiously is a minor observance. Some who know and care about Judaism want to change the perception and practice of a holiday that involves the biggest biggies, God, Moses, Mount Sinai, Ten Commandments, you know, the stuff Charlton Heston movies are made of. At the Hillel of Silicon Valley, which serves students of San Jose State and Santa Clara Universities as well as two other community colleges, members will participate in the organization's first ever Shavuot event next week. The Bubby, or Grandma, a Yiddish, a.k.a. Jeanette Goldstein, is bringing some of her to-die-for cheesecake and teaching students how to make blintzes. Now, I don't know what blintzes are. Oh, like pancakes. Oh, what do they call those? Crepes. Yeah, like crepes. Okay. Blintzes. We always have to have a different strange name for them, don't we? Okay. There will also be a Torah scavenger hunt with clues and secret messages to be uncovered in the ancient text. These students are so busy studying and working, said Sue Maltiel, Hillel's executive director. If we said we're holding Torah study program tonight, that would be the last thing they would want to come to. We want to offer them something fun and that builds community. Lovely. How about a relationship with God? Okay. So it's interesting. Those who should know better do not. It's the same way with Sunday and Sabbath with the, as we'll see, with the Sunday keepers. Every Sunday keeping minister knows the Bible teaches Sabbath. But do they do it? No. And we'll see. They want to do it like this. Have fast track fun and games and things like that. Now we're going to go ahead and close this section and we will study the Evangelical's Bible, Fast Track to Salvation.